Eric, I'm going to pick on you first. Give us a little chronology about how the new website came to be.
Sure. Well, the Brazos County has had a website for quite a number of years. Their website predates me. But the current incarnation went public in about July of 2004. And since then, we've done one major change to it. That was in 2005. Other than that, there's been a few small changes that are really less visible to the general public that we've rolled out for that site over the years, most of it content management capabilities, allowing the other departments to, such as human resources, to post job listings and things like that without involving the IT department. Other than that, really, that website has been fairly static for the last 8 years.
I'm sure at various points along the way there were desires to make this happen. What was finally the point that the decision was made, hey, we need to make a substantial change?
All these years, we have had the majority of the content that is available on our new website has been out there and publicly available all of these years. It was just not in a format that we felt was easily accessible by the general public, and it was not built on a content management system that allowed our individual departments to get in there and manage their own content. That, coupled with the fact that it was not aware of Facebook and Twitter and other social media outlets that we can now utilize to get event information and other notifications out to the general public. So it was quite a few things that culminated in our desire to go ahead and just scrap the old one and start fresh.
So walk us through that process.
Ian, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, certainly. One of the things that's been important for Brazos County for a couple of years now is just the fact that we're trying to be more proactive. We're trying to make sure that the citizens can reach the courthouse and get the information they need in a timely manner. One of the things we've had recently was we have an online agenda management solution, which allows citizens to access agendas online in an easy way. And this website kind of allows them to do that in a much better fashion. And it's letting us work with the things we've been adding over the years. And with those things, that's kind of how the website came about.
How much time, any estimate of the number of hours that went into putting this together?
Well, the project initially kicked off in January of this year. And one of the most important parts for us was to gather requirements. We have approximately 38 different departments, including elected officials and department heads, and it was important for us to form an exploratory committee comprised of several different departments, county judge's office, the commissioner's court, representatives from the DA's office, HR, some of our district courts and IT as well. And we went and we interviewed personally each of these departments, sat down with them, and tried to find out what their pain points were and the ways that they thought they could reach out to the community better. And I think that was probably the bulk of our effort. And we were doing that probably about, you know, the majority of the project.
Did you all find from department to department everybody wanted some sort of improvement?
I think that people, once they saw what we could offer, a lot of them, you know, as Eric mentioned earlier, we've had the content available. You know, we've always had our agendas public. We've always had, you know, our court documents and dockets public. We've always had Justice Web. So we've had the information available, but once they saw it lay out in a easy, configurable manner where they can go, oh, you don't have to make multiple clicks, you can do it from the main page, it really started to take off.
And I'm guessing the other thing that would help sell department heads is the fact that they, as Eric mentioned, can control their own content. They don't have to go to IT first.
It was actually very important. You know, one of the things that we've mentioned to the departments is if they have news now with the proper training, they can now do that without having to go in and code themselves, which means that they can now put that information out there immediately. And, you know, this website allows them to have the, you know, proper process flows for approvals and, you know, quality assurance.
We believe that the content management system that this thing is built on, that they can utilize for posting their own content, as well as the format or the layout of this new website, lends itself very well to the publication of additional news events that otherwise may not have been published on our old style website.
The other thing that I'm just absolutely thrilled about are the new domain names and email names.
Yes, that was actually a different project altogether. We went out and acquired BrazosCountyTX.gov, that domain name, quite some time ago. It took us a little while to roll that out and make that publicly available, but we knew, too, that once we rewrote our public website, we would publish it or make it available to the general public on that new domain name.
And Ian touched on this briefly, but if either one of you care to talk more about the safety and security that y'all are always concerned about and making sure that those two components are in this new system.
Ian, you want to speak to that?
As far as the safety and security, you know, this website is, you know, it's obviously, you know, it's secure behind our firewalls. And we do have, one of the most important things is that we do have a system of process flows to make sure that the information that gets published is the information that we want. Certain people can get training to put it on immediately. Others have to put it on, and then it gets approved and then added on to it as well. But that really depends on you know, the level of training that the end user is going to receive.
I guess I would add to that that while our old website may have had some email addresses, the new website has additional email addresses for our elected officials and our department heads, and we felt more comfortable doing that because this website obfuscates those email addresses so that they are not they're not accessible by hackers and robots.
And obviously, you're always fighting to try to stay one step ahead of those folks.
Yes, we are always just a couple of steps behind. It's always a challenge.
I haven't been completely through the website. I'm guessing there's some place, too, if there's a user who may have a suggestion and or comment, there's a way for residents and constituents to let you know what they think.
In particular, we have one with the Road and Bridge Department, which will allow you, if you see any issues with say, a road, you can go to the request tracker, and actually that will be a process flow where they can inform the Road and Bridge Department directly if there's an issue, and they'll be able to check on the status of that. And once again, this website lends itself to that kind of configuration. So what we find ourselves doing is mentioning it to other elected officials, and that could also be implemented for them as well. So later on down the road, that could be something we can have for multiple departments.
Have I missed anything?
What do you think about it?
For me, not having to try to remember co.tx.us.brazos and whatever sequence that was in, and
yeah.
and it was a good thing I had a bookmark once I finally found the county website, and the same thing for email. So.
Yeah, it's as we joked about, you know, it's so much easier to tell somebody on the phone, you know, BrazosCountyTX.gov, as opposed to going Charlie Oscar dot, you know, Bravo Romeo Alpha. You know, that's a whole lot easier.
So what's in the development stage now that you all have this taken care of?
Ian?
Okay. Right now we've got a rather large project that's been going concurrently right now. We're completely doing an overhaul of our entire criminal justice management system. That's everything that basically everything from booking to the arrest to the magistration, prosecution, courts, the entire system. And that's something that's going to be about, we estimate it to be about a 2-year project.
And what's that going to allow those in those services to do that they can't do now?
What it's really allowing for is better communication and integration. You know, right now we have things that are going on with the JP offices. We're not able to communicate data freely between various departments. So we have the booking department, the sheriff's department, unable to communicate properly with community supervision or the DA's office and vice versa. And now what we've got is an integrated system that we're working on. And once again, you know, we've had a lot of success with forming committees. We go out, we gather requirements, and you know, we work really hard on creating, you know, sort of getting all the departments to work together and give their input. And I think we're going to have a pretty good project on that. We're probably about 8 months into that project right now. You mentioned, you know, the website was just sort of the public-facing side of, you know, Brazos County's initiative to offer more information in the easiest way and, you know, provide convenience to the citizens. You know, that goes along with our BC jury, the online summonsing process that was developed in-house by the IT department, that goes along with the public-facing agenda management solution, our e-discovery solution that we just rolled out to law enforcement and defense attorneys locally. And we've got a number of items that we've been implementing sort of behind the scenes that are really, really saving time and money for the citizens.